Beginning his artistic experiments in the late 1950s, our next guest's talent for shaping light and colour is legendary. A popular fixture at music festivals from the 1960s until now, has been a pioneering force in Australia's events industry and counterculture art scenes, a founding member of the Yellow House Artist Collective, widely recognised as Australia's father of luminokinetics. And after an extraordinary six-decade career, Roger Foley Fogg, formerly known as Ellis D. Fogg, will be taking his final bow at a spectacular last light show and book launch on November 8th at Paddington United Church. Joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, the one, the only Roger Foley Fogg. Morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, Danny, and thank you so much for this exciting opportunity to chat with you.
Oh, same goes. It's very exciting to talk to you. Talk to us about this incredible final show. Now, from my knowledge, which, granted, is often very limited, it's going to be quite the immersive experience with a performance lineup featuring friends and collaborators, including like Leonie Cohen and Liquidelic. What can we expect from the night?
Well, the thing that I find exciting about this is that while I'm octogenarian. Oh, well, I'm 83. I've been discovered by so many very exciting young people who are bringing the light shows back to life.
Yes.
And one of them is this group called Liquidelic, which work up in the hinterland of Byron Bay. And they started by doing the doofs in the subtropical rainforest, illegal doofs. You know, they cart a generator in somewhere and some lights and these turntables, and they do these shows they got in touch with me and to ask me for my advice.
Yeah.
So they're Japanese people, and they, yeah, beautiful young Japanese people, and they offered me a Japanese banquet if I could come round and meet them. And I thought, well, heaven's
you could do that. Free food.
If you want to talk to me, talk about lunch. I went round and they were fascinated. I took my computer and I showed them different kinds of effects I'd done over the years, some of them with Japanese people. And then they said, let us show you what we do. And I said, please, please. And I went into their garage, just a normal garage, and they did this show, and I was knocked out. I said, gosh, you guys don't need me. You guys have worked out a new way of doing these light shows.
Yeah.
By they actually paint on water. They just needed a bit of technical help, you know.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing without you there paving the way.
Well, I don't know really whether that's true. I think I think they discovered this themselves, you know. Yeah. And then they found out that I was living nearby, and they thought, well, let's get this together with this Fog fellow. He sounds friendly, and maybe he might know something, you know.
Yeah, he sounds like he enjoys a free lunch. You're also launching a new book as part of this event. The book is called You Are In The Book.
Well, that's part one of the subtexts of the name of the book. I thought, how do you sell a book? You know, when a book gets written about you, you know, and people turn up to the opening, the first thing they do, they look at the index to see if they're in it. And then they look up that reference, and then they decide whether they'll buy it or not. So I'm not having an index.
Right.
I'm just telling them you're all in it.
You're all in it. That's it.
And there's 400 pages and over 300 photographs and illustrations about how my life was constructed. And it's not that I constructed it. I've just been a very, very lucky boy, Danny.
Yeah.
People turn up in my life without me searching for them, and they're extraordinary. I've had so many amazing opportunities over the years.
Yes. Well, you've travelled the world. Yellow House Artist Collective is obviously one of those foundations of visual art here in Australia. Sort of looking back over the career, is there any moments that have really stood out for you?
Well, people ask me what's the best lunch I ever did, and I can tell you that, and it's the one that's the most psychedelic in the original sense of the word, as an epiphany, as in something that's educational. And that is the light show that we did for Paul Keating.
For his
arts launch in 1993 at the State Theatre in Sydney. And not many people wanted to be involved with that, a lot of the professional artists around, because everybody thought he was going to lose the election.
Yeah.
Everybody, right? And I thought, what we need is black people, Australian First Nations people. And a few years before, I discovered the Hermansburg Ladies Choir up west of Alice Springs. And I managed to bring the whole Hermansburg Ladies Choir to Sydney. When I went up to ask them, I said, "Would you come to Sydney and sing for Paul Keating?" And they said, "Yes, we'll come and sing for the good Prime Minister." That's what they called him.
Yeah.
After the Redfern speech, you know.
Yeah.
So I did that, and it was the first time they performed in Sydney, and they were absolutely a knockout.
Ah, that's awesome.
And he won that election.
Well,
he's thanked me three times.
Oh, excellent. And you've thanked him as well, because he's now in your book, along with everyone else.
Well, he is.
Oh, wow. It's been such an amazing career. I believe I could talk to you for hours on end about this. And who knows, I might get the opportunity to do so at some stage in the future. But I know you're very busy getting everything ready there for the last light show. Before I let you go, I've got to ask, like, your advice. It's very challenging for people there in creative industries at the moment, and it's obviously been your life's work. What advice would you give to people, sort of aspiring artists, who sort of like feel intimidated, I guess, by attacks on the creative industry?
Do not rely on arts grants.
That seems like pretty good advice, if you ask me.
First, that's the first thing, and the second thing is do not give up.
That's excellent. That is good advice, because, I mean, if you believe in your art, it's always there, whether no one sees it or everyone sees it. The important thing, I guess, is that you're creating something that wasn't there before.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you. Mr. Fogg's last light show, concert and book launch, You Are In The Book, is happening at the Paddington United Church, Saturday 8th of November. I will put links up online to where people can get tickets. Roger Foley, Fogg.
Humanitix sells the tickets.
Ah, oh, Humanitix.
And you can choose your own price.
Oh, really? GC?
You can get a ticket for nothing if you want.
You continue to do everything that you can for arts, and I really appreciate that. Roger Foley Fogg, aka LSD Fogg.
That's the hippie thing, you know, my hippie instincts, you know. You don't do things to make money.
No, you do it for the art. Do it for the culture and not the clout. You're the best.
Good on you, banger.
This is for you. We're going to have a bit of Tamim Shud on the radio right now. An absolute pleasure to talk to you. Roger Foley Fogg, a.k.a. LSD Fogg. Thanks for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
My pleasure.